Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Tuesday's top news. And once again, President Obama focused on the economy. During a speech at Georgetown University on Tuesday, the president says he's finally starting to see some glimmers of economic hope, although he admits it's a long way to go. The president says the best path forward is for America to follow his economic agenda.
The Recovery Act, the bank capitalization program, the housing plan, the strengthening of the non-bank credit market, the auto plan, and our work at the G20 all have been necessary pieces of the recovery puzzle.
The president says his administration has been addressing the economy on a myriad of fronts, as you just heard. He also says part of the reason the problem is so complicated now is because Washington was very slow to react to the problem in previous years.
Too many in Washington put off hard decisions for some other time on some other day. There's been a tendency to spend a lot of time scoring political points instead of rolling up sleeves to solve real problems.
The president admitted that he has his critics, especially from the right, who say that he's spending way too much money and using the recession as an excuse to advance a very liberal social agenda on issues like health care and energy reform. Obama says he's heard all the complaints and says the last thing you want to do during an economic downturn is cut spending. Instead, he says he wants to jack up spending on key priorities like health care, energy, and education.
If we don't invest now in a skilled workforce, if we don't invest now in a more affordable health care system, this economy simply won't grow at the pace it needs to in 2 or 5 or 10 years down the road.
The president says he does not have any interest in seeing the economy start and stop and sputter over huge boom and bust cycles. He wants steady economic growth for the foreseeable future.
We cannot rebuild this economy on the same pile of sand. We must build our house upon a rock. We must lay a new foundation for growth and prosperity.
Many say the president used this major address at Georgetown to basically reiterate the key tenets of his economic agenda, and there really wasn't anything new, a point with which White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs was quick to disagree.
The president was trying to lay out a progress report for the American people on where we've been and the road ahead.
Gibbs also says that while there are some encouraging signs in some sectors of the economy, other indicators are going to be lagging for a long time. He says don't expect a positive jobs report, for example, anytime soon.
I don't think anybody's under the illusion that, particularly as it relates to the employment statistics or the employment market, that we're going to see an instantaneous turnaround.
Meanwhile, a nationwide protest against government spending and high taxation is taking place tomorrow, which, of course, is the deadline for filing your federal income tax returns. USA Today reports the goal of the protest, known as Tea Parties, in 500 cities and towns is twofold: to pressure Congress and states to reject government spending as a way out of the recession and build an anti-spending coalition around regular taxpayers. The movement was inspired by an on-the-air rant on February 19th by CNBC's Rick Santelli, who complained that President Obama's $75 billion bailout of mortgage defaulters rewarded bad behavior. With traders at the Chicago Board of Trade behind him cheering, Santelli said it was time for a new tea party, referring to the tax protest in 1773 by colonists who dumped chests of tea into Boston Harbor. The reach of the government is also drawing concern on two other fronts. Number one, Radio America's own Roger Hedgecock has discovered an assessment released by the Department of Homeland Security that encourages national, state, and local law enforcement officials to be very wary of what it calls right-wing extremists. And that's defined by folks who disagree vehemently with the administration's position on abortion, illegal immigration, as well as the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. Meanwhile, several states are moving forward with state sovereignty legislation, with Texas being the latest. Governor Rick Perry today endorsing legislation moving through that state's legislature that would essentially allow the state to deny following the orders of the federal government unless the powers being used by the government were expressly granted to Uncle Sam. Meanwhile, retail sales in the U.S. plunged by more than 1% in March, the biggest drop in 3 months. And despite that negative news, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke indicates the 16-month-old recession may be losing some of its severity. Stocks dipping on Tuesday as disappointing retail sales during March dragged the market down. The Dow was off 138 points to end the day at 7920. The Nasdaq off 28 to close at 1626. The S&P 500 off 17 points to close at 842. Crude oil losing 64 cents to close at $49.41 per barrel. The drama on the high seas continues with word of not one but two more ship hijackings off the coast of Somalia. A NATO spokesman says a Portuguese warship received a distress call from the Greek-owned MV Irene EM just minutes before it was seized in the pre-dawn hours. The hijacked merchant ship is carrying a crew of 22. All are believed to be from the Philippines. Not long after that, Pirates grabbed the MV Seahorse off the Horn of Africa. Both of today's seizures come in the wake, of course, of Sunday's successful rescue of Captain Richard Phillips as a result of successful sniper efforts by Navy SEALs. And very quickly, a court in Minnesota has declared Al Franken the winner of the long-debated U.S. Senate race there. Norm Coleman, the Republican, vowing to appeal that to the state Supreme Court. Still ahead on Dateline Washington, we'll get an inside look at the chaos that is the government of Somalia right now. We'll also take a look at the state's sovereignty movement, but when we come back, Roger Hedgecock is with us to discuss the Department of Homeland Security cracking down on extremists. Stay tuned.